Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gurley is one shy of his career-high rushing. They'll give it to 30. He's got it. The 25 and down to the 21. Todd Gurley, a new career-high in rushing yards.
I don't really have the Rams as a winner. I just have me as a winner. Because I beat Roy in fantasy after I was down, I just want to keep talking about
after
it.
After you declared yourself, see, I think we should go back and make you a loser, because on Friday morning, you declared it a loss. You had basically forfeited. So I think we need to go back and adjust it. I'm the league manager, so I can do that. I'll go back and adjust the score and take Gurley out of there.
Saquon Barkley, I thought, put me away, and Todd Gurley goes off against Denver, a career high with Gurley. Over 200 yards for the Rams superstar. Though he did work, but I just play that for selfish purposes.
Around it's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you got to be selfish every now and then.
Around the NFL with winners and losers with where you want to take it, 877-881-1053.
I'm gonna go right here. The Chicago Bears. And look, the Bears are not like this great football team. But you're 3-1. You're playing a Miami team that was 3-2, that had just lost back-to-back games, and was starting Brock Osweiler. And you, the Bears...
Three-game win streak for Chicago, too.
Right. And you, the Bears, give up 31 points to Brock Osweiler? Could have been more.
What happened to Tannehill? What's going on?
It's a shoulder. It's a shoulder injury. He had been in and out of practice. I mean, he had practice, but then it started to creep up on him. And they just sat him. I don't know. But the Bears had a chance. I mean, a 4-1 football team is, I mean, that's, you're probably going to the postseason. And you had a chance there. You had a chance to take that next step, but they just didn't do it.
380 for Brocktober. A career high for Osweiler. I thought Albert Wilson won this for Miami. He had this long touchdown. Kenyon Drake almost was the GOAT of the week. Fumbled on the one in overtime, but they still survive.
Yeah, they definitely survived this game. But going back to Ryan Tannehill and this thing with his shoulder, Adam Gase, the head coach, was asked about it. Remember, the Dolphins just won on a game-winning field goal. You should be quite happy with yourself, right, Adam? No.
I don't know. I think there's some kind of like HIPAA law or something like that. They can't. Talk about, I don't know. I don't sit there and ask him all these questions, and I just know the guy couldn't go today. All right, go ask him. I'm tired of answering this question about this guy. I got it, but you know what? I'm over it. Me and him, we know that he's not right now. Okay, the details of it, we'll keep that to us. You guys don't need to know that.
Why are you asking me about the starting quarterback?
What are you doing?
I don't even like the guy. Okay, go ask him. Go ask him, because I don't care.
Hey, the biggest winner from this game, and I'm not sure if this is fake. I've tried to look three different times. Somebody won $1 million on DraftKings.
No!
Because of this lineup. Juju, James Conner, Melvin Gordon, and they played Osweiler.
Oh, my God.
Who put up 31.
Oh, my God.
And here's the shot of DraftKings winning $1 million. Because of Brock Osweiler in that lineup. And they played Julio as well.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. Melvin got 38. This is for Bassett and Kavanaugh, or they do the daily gambling still. James Conner, 32. Juju, 23. Osweiler, 31.
Wow.
But you got the value there to play the other studs. $1 million with Osweiler in a DraftKings
lineup.
That's
tremendous. I mean, I bet you if you had Dak yesterday, you would have gotten him at a really low price
yes.
against Jacksonville. And yes. he he would have put up a fairly decent game, too.
Absolutely. Roy, winners, losers.
I got dual winners from last night's Sunday Night Football game, in fact. The Patriots are winners because they hold on in a shootout against the Kansas City Chiefs, 43-40. They wind up winning that game. But the Chiefs are winners as well because their star quarterback was not good in the first half. Down 24-9, he missed two touchdown throws that probably would have given him the game. Instead, in the second half, he comes back, scores on every single possession, and if it weren't for the fact that they left 3 minutes to go for the GOAT, they might have ended up winning this game. Tom Brady had to drive 66 yards just to get the Patriots a win on their home field. So the Patriots feel good because they beat one of the best teams in the AFC, and the Kansas City Chiefs feel good knowing that they were just a couple of misses away from missing the beating the New England Patriots. Sean, by the way, this statistic will floor you. Not a single punt or penalty for the Patriots in the game last night. That is the first time that has ever happened in the NFL. There was only one punt combined between the two teams last night.
Not a penalty either?
Not a single penalty or punt.
I mean, come on.
The Patriots did not commit a penalty.
They're the least penalized team in the league. I do know that. They did say that last night on the broadcast.
By the way, though, Tom Brady benefiting from that roughing the passer call. Breland Speaks, the defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, on his rushing touchdown, said after the game that he was concerned about the roughing the passer penalty, and that's why when he had Brady around the waist, he didn't really put his whole body into it, tried to arm tackle him, didn't wind up tackling him. Brady ran in for the touchdown.
And Tom Brady also last night sunning one Gronkowski. If you saw the play, which the mic was right on Tom Brady when he's calling the play, and he's up there, he's like, sit! Gronk, stand up. And then Gronk just immediately stands up to attention.
Awesome. That was great.
A team that I did not sell a few weeks ago have now won three straight. My Houston Texans.
Peterman flushed out to the right side. Trying to throw it back to the left. And this is picked off. Taken across the 30 right side, 25 and out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Kareem Jackson with the icing on the cake.
What do you mean by your Houston Texans?
My Houston Texans.
What do you mean?
I have my Denver Broncos, which I'm selling. My Texans and my Minnesota Vikings. These are all my teams.
Wait, those are your teams?
So your team is the one that has a quarterback that got me 9 points yesterday?
Yeah.
Deshaun, what happened?
Three-way tie in the South. Tennessee, the armpit, and Jacksonville are all 3-3. With the Colts at 1-5. But they're a winner because they're still alive.
Yeah, they are.
And they won three straight.
They are still alive.
Thank you, Nathan Peterman.
I got another winner. The Baltimore Ravens as the best defense in the NFL.
Woo!
The other three defenses ranked ahead of them, and I know, Sean, that you pointed this out to me on Twitter, via the DVOA. A per-play metric. It's like war per play.
Yeah.
Chicago, Cleveland, and Jacksonville all gave up 31 points or more. And Baltimore gave up a big, fat zero. Baltimore allowed Tennessee 106 total yards.
Total?
Total. Ooh. They averaged 2.6 yards per play. The Tennessee Titans' average drive went 11.7 yards. Their average drive went 11 yards. And Baltimore goose-egged them. I've never seen such offensive ineptitude. And thankfully, I didn't even watch the game. Because there's no way I would watch that game. But Baltimore right now has a case that they're the best defense in the National Football League.
All right. There you go. You and Roy have been giving them props on that for a while now. And they're separating because it ain't Jacksonville. You can't say it's them. 877-881-1053. Roy, you got another winner or loser?
The Pittsburgh Steelers with their win against the Cincinnati Bengals. It looked like they were going to lose that game. They were down late, 21-20, I believe it was. And then Ben Roethlisberger finds Antonio Brown, and I do believe we have what that sounded like on Steelers radio.
And here it comes, and a quick pop over the middle, running free. That's Antonio, 10-5, touchdown, Pittsburgh. You got to be here.
Now, we have the numbers for you on the Steelers in Cincinnati. Despite Dre Kirkpatrick saying after the game, they're not better than us. That team is not better than us, period. Well, Cincinnati, it's certainly hard to tell because the Pittsburgh Steelers have won in Cincinnati in each of the last six trips they've made there. Yesterday, 28-21, as we said. And the Steelers, a lot of people are saying, beneficiaries of a block downfield on that final play to Antonio Brown. The block's supposed to take place between wide receivers 1 yard away from the line of scrimmage. It looked like he was about 2 yards down the field. Either way, no called. Steelers win.
All right. The Raiders are a humongous, humongous loser. And that'll lead us into the trade talk here. Brad Sham at 8, Jason Garrett live at 8:30. And we will also have an RJ. Is this a guy's night out at Lone Star Park? What is this that you're giving away here?
Yes, giving away tickets to Lone Star Park.
Okay.
All right. And you're going to also have dining, free dining in the Silks dining room.
All right. We're about to give that away with Choppy here and every single day at this time throughout the week. 27-3 Seahawks, whatever. Derek Carr. Injured, looked like he was shedding tears. He was legit crying on the sideline. And now all the trade reports. There's a fire sale, maybe.
Can I say one thing about the game before we get to
that?
Hey, NFL, that's a helmet-to-helmet collision that you saw Amari Cooper get involved in. When he's laying on the ground and licking the turf, that's because he got hit in the helmet with another helmet. Don't throw a flag, but it's still hit a helmet to the head. I mean, it was so bad.
Jay Glazer reporting. The Raiders are shopping former first-round picks Amari Cooper and Carl Joseph, the safety, I think, out of West Virginia. I remember a guy scouting him. Jason LaConfora saying that the Arizona Cardinals are being eyed closely by other teams ahead of the trade deadline, October 30th. Open to trade talks on Patrick Peterson. So Patrick Peterson could be dealt. And do we have a need at safety and wide receiver? Jay Glazer says Amari Cooper, Carl Joseph will be discussed by the Raiders. Interest level for the Cowboys would be?
Interesting. What is the pick I would have to give up for Amari Cooper?
I don't know. It's John Gruden. You have no idea.
I know, right? I would say no interest.
No interest.
We don't go downfield enough. What's the point of Amari Cooper?
I'd say some interest. I'd certainly say some interest. He's got number one wide receiver potential, I believe. He hasn't really shown up consistently for the Oakland Raiders. And the one caveat is next season he's on the books for $13 million, and then he becomes a free agent. So if he lives up to that number one billing hype, you get him for $13 million, you get the value, but then you got to pay him at least $13 million or more, probably a year, to keep him around. I would just go ahead and assume wait on Amari Cooper. If you think he's a number one, maybe you get him at a discount a year from now as opposed to giving up assets for him right now. I've seen a lot of trade talks saying we're looking at a compensation of at least a second rounder, probably multiple picks.
Bye.
He's only 24, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. But look, something has happened to him, though.
Yeah,
and
his quarterback doesn't want to throw downfield.
did you see the
same. Dak and Derek are the same guy.
Did you see the Derek Carr throw chart?
Go look it up.
Dude, go look on Kavanaugh's Twitter timeline. It's disturbing with the number of short passes. I'm not interested in Amari Cooper. I'm like, I'm a mix of Choppy and Roy.
Oh, my God.
You see that?
Yeah, it's with a next gen. Holy cow. He did not complete a pass beyond 8 yards. He attempted two passes above beyond 15. One he attempted at 18, and one he attempted at 44.
Yeah.
Look at all the – I mean, now, it's – okay. I mean, yeah. This is
– I saw it. Yeah. I seen it.
You seen it.
I seen it.
I mean, it's a very Tom Brady-esque passing chart.
Here we go.
Tom loves these nickel and dime passes. Oh, my God. Tom Brady, amazing. Look at all these four-yard passes he completed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40. He completed 15 passes beyond, less than 5 yards. Holy cow, he's the greatest player of all time.
It always goes to Tom somehow with this psycho. Amari Cooper, I'm with Roy. Kind of wait to the offseason. the highest I'd give up was a fourth. But then I got to extend him? I got to figure out what's wrong with this guy as well. So, nah. I'll have to ask the other boys, Kavanaugh, maybe KT, about Carl Joseph and how he's playing at safety. But it sounds like Gruden is getting ready to try to blow this up. The stat line for Derek Carr yesterday, 23 of 31 for 142.
Who lasts longer there than Carr or Gruden?
Gruden. He's got a guaranteed deal for 9 more years.
23 of 31 for 142.
He's not going to see half of them 10 years.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.